Previously on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Have you ever seen a bulldog eating mayonnaise?
Introducing two guys you never want to walk in on in the shower, Cliff and Kendall.
You got bills to pay and the rent is due, but you spent your money all up on food. Your car blew up into a fireball. It would be nice to escape it all. To go someplace where the laughs are free and there are bad jokes and bad hosts and bits of humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride, where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring. And occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go.
Oh, I'm ready to go, Cliff.
I'm ready to go.
And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Are you ready to start the show, Cliff?
I'm ready to start the show.
Oh, I'm so glad you are, because this week we're talking about being at the end of your rope.
Uh-oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, Cliff.
Okay.
Are you at the end of your rope?
Kendall, every day I feel like I get to the end of my rope because here's a little snapshot from my life.
A little snapshot of Cliff's life.
Laugh to keep from crying, everybody. Here, the snapshot from my life does involve how enormously morbidly obese I am. Not long ago, I had a pair of jeans that was just... They were a magical pair of jeans, like the one that the sisterhood...
Those were my magic jeans.
...traveled in. And the, yeah, those, and they just grew along with me, and they were a very small size, but they grown to great proportions.
Like you pull them off, and they still have the imprint of like all your flat globules.
Definitely, they're just and they just wore thin to where you could just like see yourself through the fabric of the crotch of the jeans, and it just they just gave out. The other day, they just gave out. And
Cliff, we've all been waiting for them to give out.
They lasted years longer than anyone thought that they would.
Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn and I had bets on when they would explode.
And they just gave out. If I had taps, I'd play it. So, listeners, if you know how taps goes, just play it in your head a little bit. But, Kendall, it's awful. It's like a thunderstorm on a beautiful sunny picnic day.
Cliff, all these things always relate to our weight.
It sent me to the end of my rope. And so in honor of those jeans, I am going to have a little bit of this St. Patrick's Day sherry that Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn did give us a few years ago.
Oh, good. Well, I've got this jar of moonshine from Mrs. Pussy Bottom. She made this apple pie moonshine. We've had it before.
They make it there in the studio.
And it's just so good. So I poured me a glass of that.
Good.
No. So, Cliff.
Yeah.
The term.
Let's talk about the term.
End of the rope. Yeah. It come from when they used to tether horses to eat, Cliff. And they would tether them on this rope, and they would not allow them to run free. And so when the horses would eat this whole area where the grass was, they would reach the end of their rope, and they couldn't go any further.
What a beautiful metaphor.
Well, everybody probably thought, where did this term come from?
Kendall, I choose not to think of my life as surviving, but as coping. And who said that? But Lorna Luft. And that just reminds us all to cope.
Cope every day, Cliff.
Gotta cope.
Well, you know, Franklin Roosevelt said it best when he said, when you reach the end of your rope, tie a knot and hang on.
Tie a knot and hang on. Oh, my God. Speaking of people that we really do identify with, Kendall, it was the one, the only, the us in Wilson Phillips, Carney Wilson. And she said, I used food as a coping mechanism for many, many years, and it was my best friend for a long time.
And now it punched me in the face. We're no longer friends.
And I feel it, Carney. It was my friend, but we're frenemies. I love it, but it hates me.
We love to hate it.
And it's awful.
Well, Cliff, I got some tips if you're at the new rope.
I would love some tips, Kendall, for heaven's sake.
When you're just out of options and you have nowhere else to turn,
what
Cliff.
What on earth are you going to do?
Well, first of all, just like, you know, if you, when you're an alcoholic and you have to admit that you have an issue before you can start the process.
Oh, I admit it.
You have to admit to yourself that you're struggling.
Kendall, I'm struggling.
Okay, good. You've got the first step down. Let's move on to step two. Cliff, write down everything that is bothering you, even if it seems trivial.
Everything that's bothering
you? Everything that's bothering you, and then you can, like, look at that list, and you can get through it.
If I wrote down everything that's bothering me, it's a list that would start and wouldn't end. And okay. So I couldn't go back through it because I'd never finished writing it.
So, Cliff, write this novel, first of all. What's Bothering Me by Cliff.
Yeah.
And allow yourself to just... Feel. Like, read through that and allow yourself to feel sad. And at the end of your row, just say, I'm going to feel this for 10 seconds. I'm going to feel this for a minute. And then I'm going to move on with my life.
And then love yourself.
Now, of course, love yourself, Cliff. And also, know yourself.
No.
Know yourself.
Know thyself. It's one of the, one of the most Co-host, important things.
Know thyself.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think that's a great tip, too. If you're at the end of your rope, just, you're the horse sitting there, you've eaten all the grass, and you're like, well, what am I going to do? Get to know yourself.
Yeah, why not? You've got plenty of time since you're in the rope.
Yeah, there's somebody great in there, I bet.
Create a self-help plan.
Create a plan.
You got to create a plan.
Create a plan to understand, make your life better, man.
And this sounds stupid, Cliff.
Yeah, that is stupid.
I mean, no, it doesn't sound stupid, but it sounds a little funny, but write yourself a letter of encouragement. Because then you can go back and read it, and you just feel so great, Cliff.
Uh-huh. I bet you would, everybody.
See, you're laughing at me. You've never done it.
I never have.
Have you ever written yourself a letter of encouragement?
Dear Cliff. You're doing great. Love yourself. Love yourself.
I'm going to write myself a letter tonight, Cliff. I'm going to put it under the pillow, and I'm going to read it when I wake up in the morning.
I want to hear what it's going to say.
Oh, it'll say, Kendall. I know that you're at the end of your rope. I know that you have went through every pair of clothes that you have, and nothing fits anymore.
Mm.
And it's hard to even go out of the house because all you can wear is sweatpants. But you're going to get through this. You're going to start to eat right, exercise. You're going to love yourself.
You're going
to
do it.
And you're going to go on about your life happy.
You're
That's the letter I'd write to myself.
You're
going to
make it after all.
We all need a little letter to ourselves every once in a while, Cliff.
Sure.
What is it with me?
What is it with you?
What is it with me?
I was just about to say, hey, Kendall, stop. Let me stop you. And I have to ask you this. What is it with you?
Cliff, I think you're trying to segue into our segment, which is, what is it?
What is it with Kendall? What is it with him?
With Kendall.
What is it with that guy?
Cliff, as our listeners know, it's one of their favorite segments.
He's such a fat guy.
As our listeners know, it's our favorite segment, Cliff, I have these questions I'm going to ask you. Oh, they got it.
They got it.
All right, you'll understand once we start playing. Google it if you don't.
Just Cliff, Google it.
This person that I'm talking about here, she was born in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, New York, on April 24th, 1942.
People who need Barbara. Are the luckiest people in the world.
Hello, gorgeous.
You are right, Cliff. It's Barbara Streisand.
Oh, I know.
Going over to that first one and give yourself a dinger.
Oh, ding. I know I'm right. Barbara, she touched me.
She's touched us all, Cliff.
She put her hand near my... Yeah. Barbara!
Hello, gorgeous.
All right, let's see if you know this next one, Cliff.
Like
butter! You got that one question.
One question, everybody. Right. I hope you write that in your... When you're journaling.
When you're writing yourself a letter tonight.
Yeah.
Cliff, its name is most commonly believed to have been derived from a paradise inhabited by black Amazons.
Amazons. I'm talking Black Azania.
No.
Not Black Azania.
No, Cliff, the first European to explore the area was Jean Rodriguez Cabrillo from Portugal in 1542.
Brooklyn.
No.
No, I don't know.
On September 9th, 1850, it became the 31st state admitted into the United States.
31st? Yep. I don't know. Black heaven.
Black heaven?
Arizona. Isn't that what you said?
No. Cliff, it is the third largest state by land area.
Third largest. Who knows? North Dakota. Does North Dakota mean black heaven?
No, Cliff. It leads the United States in electricity generation from non-hydroelectric renewable energy sources.
I'm hung up on what black... New Hampshire.
No. It has 19 major professional sports league franchises.
Going ahead, giving myself a buzzer. California.
Yes.
Oh, Black Heaven. Black Heaven, Texas tea. Love it.
Black Heaven.
Why? Now, we lived in L.A. We did the show in L.A. for so many years. Nobody ever told me California meant Black Heaven.
Well, you learn something new every day, Cliff. All right, I got one more for you. This is the person.
If you're at the end of your rope, think of the things left to learn. Everybody.
Yeah, see, we're learning stuff every day.
Yeah.
Here's one other question, or one other one for you, Cliff.
All right.
This is the person. She was born on August 3rd, 1941 in New Jersey to Polish-American parents.
Sandra Day O'Connor.
No. Cliff, she majored in art and European history and architectural history.
What a great thing to major in. Where was she from? New Jersey?
Yep.
41?
Yep.
Jane Fonda. No, I don't know.
No. Cliff, in 1965, her only child, a daughter...
I meant that.
Oh. In 1965, her only child, a daughter, was born.
65, daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Mary Tyler Moore. I don't know. She had a son named Richie.
In 1967, she became a successful stockbroker, but left the profession in 1973 to spend more time with her daughter and to restore her new home in Connecticut.
Oh, I'm thinking, who is the most successful stockbroker? And then it occurred to me, it's a good thing she left that. I'm talking...
Another summer's day has come and gone away in Paris and Rome, and I wanna go home.
Remember when she used that Michael Bublé song for the Martha Stewart show? Her comeback after prison, everybody?
I don't remember that song in her show, but I do remember that you got it right, Martha Stewart.
Sorry, that took me 200... questions to get through. I was trying to think of all the famous female stockbrokers that I knew. And finally, we got you. We got it, Martha. We did it.
You got it, Cliff. Well, that's all for What Is It with Kendall.
What is it with Kendall?
Oh,
that guy?
What is it with Kendall?
What is it with that guy? What is it with those belches?
What is it with you?
I have to take a break from these belches.
Oh, I do too.
Our listeners are
I got to take a long break. We'll be right back after this.
Oh, God.
Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. You won't want to miss a thing.
I've had my share of breakfast foods. Oh, I've had so many, but only one has done the job. Oh, I guess you could say that I've been lucky. Oh, I guess you could say that it's all because of fiber. If anyone should ever write my life story, ooh, for whatever reason there might be. Oh, I know fiber will be there between each line of pain and constipation. 'Cause fiber's the best thing that ever happened to me. Fiber's the best thing that ever happened to me.
consider adding fiber to your daily diet.
Oh, Cliff and Kendall are back. Bet you weren't expecting that.
We're back.
Oh, we're back.
We're back still at the end of our rope. We're going to climb up it soon. We're going to get up to the end, top of our rope.
We're going to tie a knot in it.
And just hang on.
Do whatever FDR said. We're going to do the thing. We're going to
love gonna do it. Ourselves. We're going to do yourself. That thing.
Do your thing.
Cliff?
Yeah.
There is someone
that
we know and love
who
wanted to come in here and share an etiquette tip with all of our listeners. Yes?
I wish that she would just come right on in. Just come on in.
Hello, dear.
Hello,
hello, Mrs. Butterbutter. Would you come on in?
Have a seat.
Thank you, dear. Oh, I'm so sorry. I wanted to share an etiquette tip with you today, dear. This is something that's been bothering me. I wanted to get off my chest.
Let us have it. I'm just so glad that you could be here with us.
Well, today. You know that we're always excited to hear anything you have to say, so please go ahead and share us an etiquette tip with
Let's
us.
Let's hear it, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn.
Okay, dears. Well, I am inspired today to talk about this because it's suddenly been happening to me.
Suddenly happened. What suddenly happened?
Well, it's happening to all of us, dears.
Uh-oh.
I'm referring to when a coworker makes lunch in a community break room with very foul-smelling ingredients.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
Couldn't possibly be talking about the special irritable bowel prescription meals that Mr. Snodbottom heats up.
Oh, dear, those are awful, but I'm not going to say who it was, of course, because... Not proper etiquette to which this segment is named, but you know who you are.
We know.
Oh, are you talking about Charles with his stinky fish that he cooks in the microwave?
Well, now you've exposed who I was speaking about, but I feel terrible, but at least I want to tell our listeners how to deal with such a stinky situation.
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness. It's awful, Cliff. It really is. Have you smelled it?
It's awful.
Well, dear, the first way to solve this problem is to nicely clue the person in.
Hey, Charles!
No, dear, very nicely. You try saying there's a lingering odor when you heat up your fish heads, and I'm sure you haven't noticed, so I wanted to let you know.
Hey, what's that stench?
If that doesn't work, dear, which it did not work, try adding when you tell this person that you may want to go with something not as strong smelling.
Fish heads is right. If you imagine what maybe the card, do you remember the cartoon character Heathcliff, the orange cat?
Yes, I do.
What he eats out of garbage cans looks like what Charles brings in his lunchbox every day.
Oh, dears, it smells terrible, too. It
smells just awful.
I'm glad our listeners can't smell it.
But if
none of this works, dear, then you...
What do you do?
You politely post a sign on the microwave that says, please do not heat items that will cause a foul odor as it bothers fellow co-workers.
It is bothersome.
It's very bothersome. Well, we haven't put up a sign yet. Maybe we should try that.
Well, we put up that sign in the hall that says no peeing in the hallway, and...
He still does that.
What are you going
to
do?
Well, dears, hopefully we will find a solution to this. I hope that this works, and I hope that it helps some listeners out there, dear.
I sure hope so. I think it's a great thing. I think it's a lot of things, something that people have in common with us, is that they're going through it just like we are.
But there's a lot of people work in businesses where people heat up things and it smells awful.
It's a common plague of the world today. And I don't know what else to say about it.
Not to mention Mr. Snodbottom's meals.
Mr. Snodbottom's, what is in those? I know it's something to clean out or to loosen or strengthen. I don't even know what they're for.
I've heard there's a lot of mushrooms in there. Evidently, mushrooms really push things through.
Do they?
Yeah.
I need to invest.
And give a foul odor.
You know, we're doing the best we can in a terrible situation, but I was
Making
at the end of my rope.
In the world today takes everything you've got. Thank you.
Of course, dear. Well, toodaloo, dear. I better be getting back. I'm going to go see if I can heat up another meal for Mr. Snodbottom.
All right.
Goodbye.
Reminds me to put a sign on the microwave, not heat up any more bowel meals.
Oh, yeah. Cliff, it's time to play.
It's time to play,
Cliff. It's time to play a little game that we play. It's called Have Consensual Intercourse With.
Uh-huh.
Build a Life With, because marriage is too restrictive.
It's too restrictive.
Or Put Down Humanely.
You just put them down humanely. That was so quick how you said it, too. It's great.
It was so quick?
It was quick. I felt like it was over immediately. It was great.
I've been practicing it, Cliff.
We're going to give each other a list. It's a super complicated segment, and then we're going to...
In case you haven't figured it out yet, let's give you an instruction booklet.
We're going to assign...
Go ahead and turn to page 6 in your instruction booklet.
If column A adds up to more than 4, then you will need to fill out appendix 4B. Kendall, got some people for you. A list of 3. I want you to tell me if you'd have consensual intercourse with them or... build a life together because marriage is just god awful. Or Kendall, would you just put them down humanely, just let them go sweetly into that good night?
Can I pick C for all of them?
No. Okay. No.
Okay.
No.
Well, then I could just sit on the couch and eat.
Kendall, I want you to tell me these 3.
Okay. Here we go.
Academy Award winning actress Sandra Bullock, famous Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, and Sandra, the eldest Huxtable daughter. Now, what are you gonna do?
Let's see. I think I would have consensual intercourse with Sandra Bullock.
Okay.
I think she's still got it going on, even for an older person.
Oh, she's not older. She's the every woman. She's wonderful.
I mean, you know what I mean.
Love
she's,
her.
She's old for me.
She is old for you, although she does weigh several hundred pounds less. So.
Yes. Yeah.
She's got that going.
I'll never know what that feels like.
We'll never know.
I would build a life with Sandra Day O'Connor.
Okay.
Because, you know,
why not?
Smart. And I guess I'll put down the Huxtable.
That's terrible. Kendo, I'm offended for everyone. Terrible answer. All right.
What is she going to do for me if we build a life together?
I don't know.
Tell funny comebacks?
Yes. All right, Kendo, give me your list.
All right, Cliff. Angel from the popular television show Buffy.
Okay.
Bill the Vampire from True Blood.
All right.
Or Edward the Vampire from Twilight.
Okay.
You got 3 vampires to deal with.
People are not going to like it. But you're going to have consensual intercourse with Edward. Because he is beautiful and sparkly. And then you build a life together with a solid and wonderful angel. And then Bill, well, whatever. Just put him down.
Put him down with a stake through the heart.
Stake him real quick. Just let him meet the sun. Whatever he wants to do, let him choose.
Okay. There you have it.
Up to Bill.
There you have it.
There you have it. Kendall, I got 3 more for you to choose from, all right? I'm talking Wheezy from the Jeffersons.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking Weezer, the whole band. And I'm talking Miss Weeza from Steel Magnolias, as portrayed by the wonderful and beautiful lover Shirley MacLaine.
All right, let me think here.
Let him think, everybody. Give him a minute. Back off.
Well, I guess I'm just gonna go ahead and say I'll put down humanely the whole Weezer band.
All right.
Just because it's too many people to deal with for either of the other 2.
Any purpose. Yeah.
I think Weezer from Steel Magnolias.
Yeah.
I would build a life with.
Build a life. Just wear a big floppy hat to grow tomatoes.
Because I think she'd just be fun.
She would be.
We'd have a blast the rest of our life as we grew old together.
Of course.
And what was the name from Jefferson?
Wheezy.
Wheezy, yeah. I would have consensual intercourse with her.
Love it. Kendo, I love that answer. You've redeemed yourself.
I redeemed myself from the other one. Good.
Slightly, and we appreciate it.
All right, Cliff, I got 3 more.
You.
Miley Cyrus.
Miley.
The tweaker herself.
Twerker.
A twerker.
Twerking.
I'm the tweaker when I bend over and tweak my back.
You're a load of freak.
Justin Bieber.
Bieber. Hardened criminal. Yeah.
Or Amanda Bynes.
Or Amanda, well, you gotta put her down. Put her right down.
I'm glad you immediately came to that conclusion.
Gotta put her right down.
Put her down.
And then, I mean, here's why you would have consensual intercourse with Justin Bieber. Because it would just be what a unique situation. Because you know he's just an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
You know he's just a big jerk. But it might be like one of those, you know how like people, you know, like it's fun to be like knocked around sometimes. And
it's fun to get knocked around every once in a while.
Yeah, and he, you know he's going to be like, hey, you big fat piece of shit. And so that might be erotic for a minute. And then Miley, you know, she's just out there having fun, y'all. She's having a good life. We smoke a dupe and go to Colorado. We'd have a great time.
All right.
Building a life. with that Wrecking Ball.
Build a Life with Miley Cyrus. You heard it here first on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
She came in like a wrecking ball into my heart, everybody.
Ooh. Oh, party in the USA, Cliff.
I'm having like bowel cramps over here. Did I? Maybe I ate one of those bowel meals.
Oh, did you heat that up earlier?
Maybe.
That's what that smell is.
I just heat up stuff, whatever's in there sometimes. It might have been me. Sorry.
Or Charles may have walked by. That's what that smell was.
Charles. Just walking by.
I never know if he's heating something up or if he's just in the room.
He heats up the room because he runs about 106 degrees at all times.
Oh. Well, Cliff.
Oh, it's so sad.
It's sad.
It's so sad to be at the end of your rope.
Cliff, if our listeners are at the end of their rope for listening to the show.
Yeah.
But, you know, they get over it and they move on. Then they can listen to more of our shows at cliffandkendall@blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall, email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com. Give us a call on our fat line at 818-308 for fat, or listen to us on KBSH, Rye 99. Sunday mornings at 4 a.m.
Just come on and do it.
Come on in.
Come on to our house and listen to our show. Kendall, nothing in this world can take the place of persistence. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful men with talent.
I'm the prey on that one.
I'm thinking about me. I'm not done. I was just thinking about me and how talented I am and unsuccessful. Genius will not take... Oh, sorry, my iPad's making noises. Genius will not take the place of persistence. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence and determination alone are omnipotent. And who said that but an unknown of Arthur, the unknownest of Arthurs?
Oh, be persistent.
Be persistent is what I think he was trying to get at.
That's what that was the takeaway from that.
That's the Reader's Digest version.
Life's challenges are not supposed to paralyze you. They're supposed to help you discover who you are.
Who am I?
That was Bernice Johnson Reagan.
Love Bernice. Was that Bernice from Designing Women?
That was her. One and the same.
Miss Bernice, I love her. The bees are coming. Anybody remember that episode out there? Kendall, when you have come to the edge of all the light you have and step into the darkness of the unknown, believe that one of the two will happen to you. Either you'll find something solid to stand on, or you'll be taught how to fly. And that was said by who but Richard Betchy.
Or you're so fat you fall through the floor. Betchy.
Or you're so fat you just fall through.
Betchy, bottom dollar.
Your bowels just unload.
Take us home down those fat roads.
Kendall, one more quote.
Oh, one more quote.
From someone who was a lot like us one day. A man named
Tom DeLuise.
Buddha. He said, Buddha. Do not dwell in the past. Do not dream of the future. Concentrate the mind on the present moment. And that was said by Huda but Buddha.
But see, I want to focus on the future when I'm real skinny.
That's what you want to do, but Kendall, that future's not going to happen.
But I'm living in the present.
Because when I focus on it, it's when I'm in the middle of eating a whole gallon of ice cream.
Exactly.
Or I'm eating 6 pieces of garlic bread. And that's when I'm like, I'm so skinny someday.
I only had 5 last time. I'm getting better.
We're getting better every day.
Got to admit, it's getting better.
In every way. Kendall, I'm Cliff.
Is that yes, where, you are. And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you here next week.
We sure will.
Thanks for listening to the show. We'll see you here next time on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.